By the time Tchaikovsky composed his Fifth Symphony, his reputation was well established. Nonetheless, this symphony gave him trouble. He worked painstakingly at it, filled with doubt. When the Kalamazoo Symphony performs Tchaikovsky's Fifth on our next concert, we'll prove that Tchaikovsky's work paid off. The final two movements show very different sides of the composer. The first of these is a waltz, written with the sure hand of a ballet master. This beautifully shaped melody floats effortlessly. But even this airy waltz can catch a breeze and be swept up. The violins start it, the violas answer. Throughout the entire symphony, Tchaikovsky wove a motto theme, first played by the clarinets at the very beginning of the opening movement. Here, even in the waltz, that theme intrudes, adjusting itself to three-quarter time. In 1888, Tchaikovsky returned home from a long tour and moved to a new house, happily tending his garden. But along with the flowers, the ideas for a symphony were growing. When Tchaikovsky completed the final movement, it was with a feeling of relief that his creative energies had not withered. In the last movement, the motto theme shakes off the gloom of its minor key and now appears in major, with a new sense of assurance. Tchaikovsky lets loose with a furious allegro. The melody is terse and concentrated. Then, over a galloping rhythm, still another melody appears. This time, the woodwinds unveiled the long, graceful statement. Just as if he were writing the thrilling coda to a ballet scene, Tchaikovsky adds a sparkling presto for the final pages of the score. There's a good reason Tchaikovsky's music is played so often. It speaks to the pains and joys of the human condition in a way no other composer ever could. At our upcoming concert, the Kalamazoo Symphony will help you experience something special.